Are we all here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Then without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, walking proof that legends still move among us and giants aren't all 30 feet tall. Billy Fair.
One of the best things I ever did in my life was to find a song that no one had ever heard before. In 1952, I met these two old guys who lived in Modesto, California. They were from Alabama and Georgia. And they were part of the Dust Bowl migration. 500,000 people moved from the southeastern United States to California. And they took their music with them. And it's a long story how I met Will Colvin. Their names were Will Colvin and Pop Green. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you the story. Barbara Dane, a marvelous blues singer, called me one night at about 10 o'clock. I was living in San Francisco, and I had to go to work the next morning. I was a conductor on the California Street cable car in San Francisco. And she said, there's this old guy who was visiting his daughter in the next apartment, and he heard me play the guitar, and he brought his banjo over, and he's really great. And he played a little banjo for me over the phone. So I had to be at work at 5 the next morning, but we got up, my wife and I, and we drove to Berkeley, to where Barbara lived. And I met Will Colvin, and he sang these songs for me. And we visited them in Modesto, California, where they lived. Every other Sunday, they met in the town park in Modesto. The organization was called Margie's Friendship Club. And they entertained each other, a little PA system, and two marvelous, marvelous musicians. There were other guys, too, that played, a couple of women, but these two were really primo. And this one song that Will Colvin sang for me, he sang in church every Sunday in Alabama. And he told me, he said, when we got to California, the first Sunday, I picked up my banjo and went to church, and they wouldn't let me play. So he said, with a wink in his eye, he said, I quit going to church, and I play my banjo religiously every Sunday. And this is a song, one of the songs he sang for me, called The Great Assembly.